Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 59% weakening of the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, by 2100 is now being predicted by scientists, which could have catastrophic consequences for India's monsoon patterns, agriculture, and food security. First, let's understand what AMOC is. The Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation is a large system of ocean currents, sometimes called the Global Conveyor Belt, that circulates water throughout the world's oceans and plays a critical role in regulating Earth's climate. It is driven by thermohaline circulation, which is the movement of water due to differences in temperature and salinity. This circulation transports roughly 1.3 petawatts of heat northward, comparable to 1.3 million large power plants. But why is AMOC weakening? Climate change is destabilizing AMOC through two main mechanisms. Firstly, the melting of Arctic ice releases large volumes of freshwater into the North Atlantic, which is less dense than salt water and prevents the normal sinking of surface water that drives the circulation. Secondly, the warming of the oceans reduces the temperature differential that drives density-driven circulation. Satellite data and oceanographic buoy arrays, such as the Rapid Array, which has been operational since 2004, have confirmed that AMOC is already at its weakest in at least 1,000 years. Now, let's look at the new research that has predicted a 59% weakening of AMOC by 2100. This is a significant increase from the previous estimate of 15% weakening projected by the IPCC. The new research uses updated ice sheet melting models that incorporate Greenland and Antarctic ice loss rates observed since 2019. A complete collapse of AMOC, although not likely in the 21st century, would trigger a rapid drop of 5-10 c in Western Europe, while other regions would face severe disruptions. So, what does this mean for India's monsoon? The Indian summer monsoon, which runs from June to September, is fundamentally a product of differential heating between the Indian Ocean and the Asian landmass. AMOC's influence on the monsoon operates through several pathways. Firstly, the southward shift of the Intertropical Convergence Zone, or ITCZ, which is the monsoon belt, occurs when the northern hemisphere cools relative to the southern hemisphere. This asymmetry pushes the ITCZ southward, pulling the monsoon rain belt away from India. Secondly, the intensification of La Niña El Niño extremes occurs when AMOC weakening disrupts sea surface temperature patterns in the Pacific, making El Niño events more frequent and intense. Strong El Niño years are already correlated with weak Indian monsoons. Thirdly, the reduced Arabian Sea warming occurs when AMOC influences Atlantic sea surface temperatures, which in turn affect Indian Ocean heat content via atmospheric teleconnections. Less heat transport means cooler Arabian Sea surface temperatures, weakening the low-pressure gradient that drives monsoon winds. Fourthly, the monsoon variability increase occurs when AMOC weakening increases year-to-year variability, leading to more droughts and more flood years, and less predictable onset and withdrawal. India's vulnerability to these changes is significant, given that 55% of its crop area is rain-fed and 45% of its groundwater is recharged by the monsoon. Now, let's turn to India's climate policy imperatives. India's Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, under the Paris Agreement targets net zero by 2070 and commits to reducing emissions intensity of GDP by 45% from 2005 levels by 2030. However, AMOC weakening is primarily driven by global cumulative emissions, especially from developed nations historically, which creates a climate justice dimension. India bears disproportionate consequences of a phenomenon to which it has historically contributed least. India is actively pursuing several initiatives, including Mission Life, or Lifestyle for Environment, which focuses on behavioral change, and the National Action Plan on Climate Change, which includes 8 national missions, such as the National Water Mission. State action plans on climate change are also being implemented at the state level. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The AMOC, or Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, is the ocean's thermohaline conveyor belt that redistributes approximately 1.3 petawatts of heat northward. The new research published in May 2026 predicts that AMOC could weaken by 59% by 2100 compared to the earlier IPCC estimate of 15%. The mechanism of AMOC weakening involves the release of Arctic freshwater from melting ice, which reduces salinity and prevents deep water formation, slowing down the circulation. The Rapid Array has been continuously monitoring AMOC across the Atlantic at 26 N since 2004. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims and mains exams, particularly in the sections on climate change, monsoon patterns, and India's climate policy. Remember this number, 59%, which is the predicted weakening of AMOC by 2100. Note this carefully, the Indian summer monsoon is fundamentally a product of differential heating between the Indian Ocean and the Asian landmass. In conclusion, the potential weakening of AMOC by 59% by 2100 is a significant concern for India's monsoon patterns, agriculture, and food security. As India continues to pursue its climate policy imperatives, it is essential to recognize the disproportionate consequences of climate change on the country, despite its relatively low historical emissions. The implications of AMOC weakening are far-reaching and have significant geopolitical, environmental, and developmental angles that require careful consideration.